Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. Today on the program, I'm joined by Commissioner of Elections Jake Grandia of the Auditor's Office, and we're talking about the upcoming city elections. Jake, what can you tell us?
Well, first of all, it's nice to meet you and that you could come up here. We appreciate it and wish you the best as you move forward here with your new role.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so we'll just break you right in here with the upcoming city elections that will be held in November, on November 5th. It is a regularly scheduled city elections by the state law, and all nine participating cities in Marion County will be holding their elections for either mayor or council or a combination of either one on that day.
So you said there are nine elections coming up?
We have nine incorporated cities in Marion County, and so each city will be holding its own election. Some of the elections are, the polling sites are held together, some of the smaller cities are, but each election is actually their own election with, you know, their own official results and everything. We just administer it for each one of them. It's a combination depending on how the terms run in each city and if they have wards or not, how that works. We do have sample ballots that are available on our county website if anybody would like to see those, and we will be publishing them in the paper as well. It's a busy time for us. You know, absentee voting is available. You can do it by mail, which you would have to mail us the request form. They're available on our county website or the Secretary of State's website. Absentee ballots just don't automatically go out to people. You do have to send a written request each time. So we can help people with that if they want to. We are voting at the window here in the courthouse during our normal business operations until the day before the election, just like normal. So if anybody would like to do it that way as well.
Okay.
Especially some people that are leaving this time of year, people start heading south for the winter sometimes, so they want to vote in the city elections prior to leaving. So they can do that as well.
Okay.
One of the things I would like to emphasize is that these people still need to be registered to vote, just like normal. It's the same as any election. So if people want to check on that, they can call our office, or there's a system through the Iowa Secretary of State's website that you can also be able to do that as well to see if you're registered. But you do need to be a registered voter, and we can help you through that process if you're not. It's always a good time during before elections to check your, make sure your address is current if you haven't moved since the last time you voted or something like that, that we can try and get that updated through the process as well. When it regards to city elections, the other thing that is somewhat unique is it's only the people that live inside the incorporated areas that can vote. So actually there's quite a few people in the county that aren't eligible to vote in November because they live in the townships. I'll use like Knoxville Township or Lake Prairie Township or Union Township. Those folks aren't eligible to participate in these elections because they are city elections for the people to elect their governing bodies within their corporate limits. So again, if anybody has any questions on if they're in town or out of town, they're welcome to call us, or you can look that version up on the Secretary's website as well.
Okay. And once again, you said the absentee ballots are available on the website. If folks want to mail them, where should they mail them?
We have absentee ballot request forms are available on our website or the Secretary of State's website, and they mail them to my office, Marion County Auditor, 214 East Main here in Knoxville, and just mail them to our office, and we'll get them out as quickly as we get them. We do have sample ballots that are available as well. Encourage people to check that out or give us a call, and we can let you know who it is. And it will be coming up in the newspapers as well. Prior to the election, we publish the notice of elections and sample ballots as well.
Okay. And the voting at the courthouse is between the hours of?
8 o'clock and 4:30 Monday through Friday.
Regular courthouse hours.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was the deadline for voter registration?
Well, voter registration, the cutoff, it's a little bit two-step process. To be pre-registered, the voter registration cutoff is October 25th. It would be 10 days prior to the election. So if you're not registered and need to get registered or get registered before October 25th, then your name will be on at the polling site on the registers, and you'll just walk right through. If you don't get registered before October 25th and need to do it after, you can still participate. You have to go through a longer process called Election Day Registration. When you can do that at our window or at the polling sites as well. It's been a law that's been in effect for a few years, but that's a little bit different process, and you have to bring proof of identity and residency to the polling site to be able to register on Election Day, participate with a regular ballot. So it's definitely doable. People do it, but it's just easier and more convenient for folks if they can get it done prior to the pre-registration deadline of October 25th.
Sure. Happens quicker that way.
Yeah, it'll just help them on Election Day. It'll just take a little bit extra time off. We don't like lines or waiting, but it'll help everybody out. Election Day hours vary by the jurisdiction on what they request. I think all the participating communities are 7 a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m., except I believe Harvey starts at noon and is noon to 8.
Okay.
So on election day, it'll be up in the polling sites, and it'll be on our notice of elections, but there really isn't probably a central location that'll be ahead too much.
Sure.
But normal polling hours are 7 to 8. I believe it's Harvey that is noon to 8.
Oh, okay. And for any questions, residents can contact the courthouse, the auditor's office?
Yep. Call us in the auditor's office at 641-828-2217, and we'll try and answer any questions you might have.
Appreciate your time, Jake, mm-hmm. this afternoon.
No problem.
And we'll look forward to the election and the results, and hopefully the vote goes the way everybody wants it to.
Work real hard to have a smooth, good election. So
right.
That's our goal.
Good. Thank you. And you've been listening to Let's Talk Knoxville with Marion County Auditor and Commissioner of Elections, Jake Grandia. And we're discussing the upcoming election on November 5th. You can download and listen to Let's Talk Knoxville on demand on KNIAKRLS.com on the radio audio media player. Keep it tuned to Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.